You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
They were unable to bring Korban Pesach, the sacrifice of the Pesach, and they requested that to make up for it. So now, Moshe Baruch Shalom went to Ribono Shel Olam, and presented the request that there are people here that they were not pure, and they requesting to bring a Korban Pesach. So now, the chapter says these people, they came and they said, Anachno Temeim Lenefesh Adam. They're tummy. So now here there's a very beautiful Chassidut inside. So now today we're going to all become Chassid.
Amen.
Yeah. It's a very, you know, beautiful depth in the message of the Pesach Sheni. So now here, obviously, there are different forms of lose your status of purity to become tamei. So one way here is that, as we see, you have contact to something that is not tahor. God forbid, chalila v'chas, never should happen. Somebody that passed away, so it becomes tamei. So now there are other factors that makes you tamei, such as what? Yeah, it could be some
animals,
creatures that they're not pure. What else?
Blood. No. Sarat.
Yeah, like if somebody never happens, you know, hardly ever. Like somebody says, like lashon hara, let's say. It never happens. It's not practical. What else? So we have like a variety of occasions that one loses his purity. So like in the chapter of the Chassidut, they learn that different type of occasions that people, they lose their purity, such as like worries. Worries makes you tamei. Why makes you tamei? So HaKadosh brings that there is a type of system that is planted in our body that should never be ignited. It's called Mara Shechora. What does Mara Shechora mean? That is the extract that, it's a Mara, they call it Zah, that is Shechor, that is causes people become depressed, hopeless. Like, let's say, hating somebody, to have sin'ah towards somebody. That will cause impurity. How do we know? Because we are waiting 2,000 some year for the Beit HaMikdash back to session. Why? Because they had hatred without cause. So here we see, it's not that you have a contact with somebody that passed away, or somebody said the Lashon Hara, and so on. But there are a type of tum'ah that you don't need to go to mikveh, because the mikveh is not going to do anything for you. When somebody is depressed, is hopeless, is not happy, he has, and it's very interesting, the Gemara says a very interesting point. It says that the Torah mentions a few type of halachot that if, like, let's say, donkey of your enemy, you know, had a book Shabbat, he's a panchar, you have to help him. So Gemara asks, Yehudi, could it be he has an enemy? What kind of statement in this? That would never, never, never such a thing happen. Yehudi would have an enemy. There's no such a thing. So Gemara says, if somebody did not say shalom to you for 3 days, or you didn't say shalom to somebody for 3 days, he would consider as your enemy. Can you imagine this? Yeah, that's what the whole point of Yom is. The Yom is enemy means that you hesitate to tell somebody shalom for 3 days. I mean, not chas v'shalom 3 years or 30 years. I mean, chas v'shalom, or even 3 weeks or 3 months. 3 days. 3 days. He's your enemy. So here, inside of the Chassidut, you say that Tamer le Nefesh Adam means that your Nefesh is not in peace. Why? Because you're down, you're upset, you have animosity, you have friction with somebody, so your Nefesh is not relaxed, is not in peace. You know, Pesach Sheni, that is a rerun of the first Pesach. As you know what Pesach means? What Pesach means?
Pesach.
Pesach. Pesach means... No, in the Torah says that's true. But the Torah says that Ribono Shel Olam, he skipped the houses of the Yehudim. Pesach. As it's translated as Passover. Yeah. Rashi says, no, Pesach means something else. When the Torah says that Ibn Shalom jumped over the house, that means he had mercy. Rashi HaKadosh explains, Rechem, he had Rahm, Rahmanut. So that's what Pesach means. Pesach means mercy. So now here, if you have interesting halakha, that all of a sudden, 14 of the Iyar, we have to repeat the Pesach. What does it mean? Here, the Chassidut says an unbelievable thing. It says to have mercy is a very easy thing. You know, somebody comes in and says, you know, can you help me? I say, of course. You take $100 out and give him. He says, can you give me a ride? Besimcha. Say, can you help him to take the bags up the stairs? Say, alainayim, v'yachesh. Yehudi, as we're just about to arrive in Har Sinai, Gemara says, Gemara Shabbat, that Yehudi has in his blood three important qualities. Rahmanim, Baishanim, Gomle Hasadim. Yehudi, in his blood, he has shame. He has such a kindness toward anybody. He goes out of his way. Baishan, Rahman, Gomle Chasadim. But one thing he might not have. What is it? I'm sorry?
No.
No, they all have Yirat Hashem. Yirat Hashem. Yeah, but connected to what we celebrate today on Pesach Sheni, Pesach means to have mercy. You have mercy on other people, but to have mercy on yourself is the hardest thing.
They don't even know how.
We have this problem. We also have problems. We go out our way, we do this, we do that, this. But to take care of ourselves, to have mercy on ourselves, that's what we lack in all the time. That's our weakness point. Because we don't know. We don't know to not be happy, you know, you're torturing yourself. To hold grudge, you know, you inject tum'at to yourself. But because we don't know. We don't know. If people, like let's say Chalila Vahas, let's say Shalom, that somewhere that they feel pain, what do they do either way? Yeah, but they go check, they go to the doctor or take something. But they don't realize that when their mind is disturbed, is makshush, they don't have a spirit, they don't have simcha, that's the most urgent thing that they have to take care of themselves. So that's why today, the Bishop in Pesach Sheni is teaching us to be Rahman on other people. It's not a big deal. And sometimes you do it because you want people to say, oh, what a great person. But to have Rahamim on yourself, we have a short change. It was an interesting study that took place in Oxford University. Very interesting point. They brought a group of the kids, two groups of kids, and then they put marshmallow in front of them. So they told them, if you don't eat it now, we give you two. And they were watched, you know, on the monitor to see which kid is going to eat, which kid is not going to eat. Some kids picked it up. They couldn't hold themselves. They brought it to the mouth, they put it back. Again, they looked at it. Should I eat? Should I not eat? Is it worth it? So now, in the end, some kids, they ate it. Some kids, they could hold themselves. So now they track these kids through their life. Like when they came to the higher grade, they went to the high school and higher education, they got married. The study shows that those that they hold themselves and they didn't eat the marshmallow, they were much, much more successful people in part of their life, at work, in their marriage. But why? Because when you have a self-control, so then in any aspect of life, you learn, not always worth to get whatever that you deserve. Let go. Don't eat it now. Because there are two others are coming. But if you say, no, I want to eat it. I cannot hold myself. I don't want the other two. No, I want to eat it now. But here, we see how your life can change that you have little bit of self-discipline. And that's what exactly the whole point of today is all about. Pesach Sheni, why was repeated? Because to learn to have some rachamim on yourself. To take care of yourself. Don't put yourself under pressure. Don't put yourself under pain. And that's the greatest favor you can do to yourself. Don't do favor to nobody else. Pishkesh. Learn how to do favor to yourself. Take care of yourself. Learn how I'm supposed to take care of myself. To be happier, more positive. Don't put pain on yourself. And you see how your life is going to change. Don't eat the marshmallow now. And Hashem is like, yeah, no, B'zad Hashem, the Karov Mamach will be able to bring the Korban Pesach in Beit HaMikdash.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.